constraining baryonic feedback and cosmology with weak lensing, X-ray, and kinematic Sunyaev-Zeldovich observations, by Oral Schneider et al. Modern weak lensing observations are becoming increasingly sensitive to baryonic feedback processes which are still poorly understood. So far, this challenge has been faced either by imposing scale cuts in the data or by modeling baryonic effects with simple, one-parameter models. In this paper, we rely on a more general, seven-parameter prescription of baryonic feedback effects, which is primarily motivated by observations and has been shown to agree with a plethora of hydrodynamical simulations. By combining weak lensing data from the Kilo Degree Survey, KIDS 1000, with observations of gas around galaxy clusters, we are able to constrain baryonic parameters and learn more about feedback and cosmology. In particular, we use cluster gas fractions from X-ray data and gas profiles from kinematic Sunyaev-Zeldovich, KSZ, observations to provide evidence for baryonic feedback that is stronger than predicted by most hydrodynamical simulations. In terms of the matter power spectrum, we report a beyond percent effect at wave modes above K approximately 0.1 to 0.45 HMPC and a maximum suppression of 12 to 33% at K approximately 7 HMPC, 68% confidence level. Regarding the combined parameter sigma 8 equals sigma 8, omega m, 0.3, carat 0.58, we find the known tension with the Planck satellite data to be reduced from 3.8 to 2.9 sigma once baryonic effects are fully included in the analysis pipeline. The tension is further decreased to 2.6 sigma when the weak lensing data is combined with X-ray and KSZ observations. We conclude that, while baryonic feedback effects become more important in modern weak lensing surveys, they are unlikely to act as the main culprit for the observed sigma 8 tension. This was Constraining Baryonic Feedback and Cosmology with Weak Lensing, X-ray, and Kinematic Sunyaev-Zeldovich Observations, by Oral Schneider et al.